The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Good morning, Dayton Kanan with Rose Gray. Group vacations, destination weddings, Disney vacations, business travel. You guys kind of do it all, don't you, Rose?
We are kind of a one-stop shop. So, yeah, welcome, everybody.
Good morning.
Yeah, Fox World Travel, 1960. We started in business in 1960 and pretty much do vacation travel, business travel, and meetings and incentives. We do group travel. We do destination weddings, and we can pretty much handle it all, and we're more than happy to help you out. Pent-up demand, as we predicted, is crazy, and so our frontline travel advisors are very, very busy right now taking calls and getting quotes out. So, you know, we appreciate your patience while we're doing that, and we've got some pretty exciting news with that in mind. The ALG, Apple Leisure Group, that incorporates Apple Vacations, Funjet Vacations, Travel Impressions, announced their nonstop flights, their nonstop charter flights from Milwaukee 2 days ago.
Okay.
So we've got nonstop service. We are so lucky in Milwaukee that we can support this kind of service. Cancun, Cabo, Jamaica, and the Dominican Republic.
Oh, sounds beautiful. Yeah. I'll take any one of those.
Yeah, exactly. Even when it's 96 in Wisconsin.
Exactly. Always taking your calls on this show. Want to hear what you need to know about your travel arrangements. 855-616-1620 is the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line. Rose is here. I love the first segment because you're always like, new stuff. Just every week there's something new that's coming out. So, We're able to fly direct now at this point, so that's a good thing.
And it is, we're so spoiled. You know, Dayton. Now you've been doing the show for a while. You know how many calls we get about when will the nonstop service start to fill in the blank. And so what we do know is it's going to be Swift Air again, except the second flight to Cancun on Saturdays. There's two flights a day to Cancun on Saturdays during high season. That's going to be with Sun Country. But we've got Cancun on Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, Saturdays, Sundays, the Dominican Republic, which is Punta Cana, essentially, Thursdays and Sundays, Cabo. They're doing Cabo again this year on Fridays, and Jamaica. Now, some of these do not start till the end of January. You can tell they're still a little bit shy about putting out that full service. They just want to make sure they're going to fill those planes up, because that's basically what that means. For people who are unfamiliar with the charter concept, this is not American Airlines or United Airlines or some of those kinds of things, which we can certainly help you with as well. But Apple Leisure Group charters this aircraft and says, we will fill it up. And we can from Milwaukee, because even though it's going to be 96 degrees here, it's not going to be that warm in January, February, and March, when we Wisconsinites and Midwesterners and people from all over want to get out of Dodge and get to that warm weather destination.
Right. Now's the time to be thinking about winter.
Yeah.
Is what you're saying.
It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy while you're sweating away here in Wisconsin. But this is very exciting news. This is great news for us. We've got some big things in the works right now, and we'll be announcing those as we roll through June. So if you have a travel advisor that you work with at Fox, now's the time to get with that person and say, hey, I heard Rose on TMJ. What's going on? You will get more information via email from us, and you will get some heads up information that way. But if you want to be on the cutting edge, as it were, now's the time to reach out to your travel advisor and say, hey, what's going on? I'm kind of ready. I'm kind of interested.
Exciting times as things start getting back to normal. I was at AmFam Field yesterday for the Brewers game, and I don't think I saw a mask. I think it's just everybody's ready to be, let's it's summer. Come on, people, let's move forward.
Well, and I was there Memorial Day, and that was the last day of the mask mandate.
Yeah.
And that was, if you remember, they won in 10 innings, so it was kind of an exciting game on top of it. So We walked in with masks. I think I was the only one with a mask on as we were exiting this stadium. Yeah. So it's
good to see stuff getting back to
Alex
normal.
Alex had the story about Royal Caribbean this morning on one of his newscasts. And so things are opening up, and it just, man, it's great to be talking about these kinds of things instead of refunds and cancellations, et cetera, et cetera. So we're not there yet by any stretch of the imagination, but we certainly have things to look forward to now.
855-616-1620. Get your questions in for Rose. It's a Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Dayton Kane in with Rose Gray, 81 on the way up to a high of 96 today. We are talking travel and taking your questions at 855-616-1620. Going to jump right over to Jill in New Berlin. Good morning, Jill. What's your question?
Good morning, Rose. And I wanted to ask you about the trips for 2022 for the Alaskan, your Alaskan ones in July.
Yeah.
We listened to your webinar the other night, and we are signed up for the one this Thursday. Then how do we go about, who do we contact? There's going to probably be 8 of us going, so we all want to be, you know, in a group together and stuff. So what do we do to start this process?
So the best thing that you could do right now, truly, is if you go to our website, foxworldtravel.com, at the very top banner, mm-hmm. you see the banner that says contact us. Send an email. Say, this is Jill. I called into WTMJ. Okay. Rose knows my needs. Please assign a travel advisor to us. And that's what will happen.
Okay.
Yep. And then we'll get somebody. Almost everyone, if I might dare say, everyone of our travel advisors is a certified Alaska expert. Colleen Alsberg and I do a training session every year, a refresher course for those poor veteran agents who have to listen to the thing over and over again, and then some new things. And so everybody is certified and can answer your questions. And so absolutely do that. And then we'll assign somebody who will reach out to you and say, let's get this ball rolling. They'll work directly with Colleen to get those cabins assigned and get everybody in the group happy with what we've got to offer.
Okay, great.
Thank you for attending. That was great. Yeah.
What do you think the average cost is per person for one of these? We've never done anything like this.
Yep. It's impossible for me to tell you that because it's based on a bunch of different things, which include, are you going to do an inside cabin, an outside cabin, a veranda, or a suite on the ship? Mm-hmm. And that's what absolutely are the variables. Most of the other things are fixed costs. What are not included are going to be your airfare. And of course, we work really closely with you as we strive to get that all worked out. Will all 8 people be departing from the same area?
Yes.
Okay. So we might be able to, you know, work that out for you as well. So I would say it's pretty difficult, but you know what? In that email that you send, ask for some pricing, because we can actually even start that before you attend the event on the 10th. That would probably give you more information to be armed with as you start moving forward with it.
Okay, good.
Okay.
All right, I will do that.
Thank you, Jill. So perfect. My gosh, Jill's call could not have come at a better time, because we did want to remind everybody that if you missed the onstage show on Thursday, we've got another show similar but different in many ways. And the way that you sign up for that show is to go to Resources tab, and then you will find Vacation Travel Shows and Events, and there you will see our Alaska Virtual Travel Show. That's the Colleen and Rose Alaska show that we used to do in person, and we're doing it virtually now.
There you go. 855-616-1620 is the talk and text line. Real quick question before we get into a break. Does anybody fly direct or nonstop to San Francisco?
I'm so glad that Dayton gave me a couple of seconds to look this up real quickly. I would certainly say no if I was only thinking about American, United, and Delta, because I know they don't fly nonstop right now out of Milwaukee, to my knowledge. But I quickly checked the Southwest website as well, and they do not fly nonstop either.
So nobody does.
At this point, to my knowledge, nobody flies nonstop from, we're assuming Milwaukee because it was a 414 call from Milwaukee to San Francisco.
Okay, 855-616-1620. We have Hugh, Mike, and William. We'll get to next. It's the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
I'm Dayton Kane. As always, a lot of calls coming in for Rose on the Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text line at 855-616-1620. We're going to go to Hugh in Florida. We always like hearing from Hugh. How are you today? Hugh, are you there? Oh, Hugh's listening to the radio, not us. All right, we're going to have to jump over to Mike in West Bend. Mike, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, people. Rose, you mentioned the direct flights to Punta Cana. What do you think are the top three resorts in Punta Cana?
Oh, wow. Okay. This is sort of hard. I would say, are you looking for, when you say top, do you mean like luxury, amazing food, top-notch service? Is that kind of what you're looking for?
Yeah, because we did El Dorado Royale.
Okay.
The culinary delights were plentiful there. Something similar would be great.
Oh my gosh. You know what? So you've set the bar, Mike, very, very hard, very, very high, because you went to El Dorado and you had the most amazing gourmet inclusive experience. Okay. How about Secrets Cap Cana would be one pick. Breathless in Punta Cana.
Okay.
Zoetry. Zoetry. Now, something else to consider would be, if you've already stayed at a Charisma resort, which an El Dorado is, there is also a Sensatori by Charisma that's going to have that same level of food.
Sensatory.
Yep. So okay. I'm not going to give you too many more because all of a sudden my mind is going crazy and I'm thinking of others. So let's say Secrets Cap Cana, let's say Breathless, let's say Zoetry, and then we'll give you a bonus one of Sensatory. So I gave you four instead of three. How does that work?
That's awesome.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Enjoy your trip.
Take care.
Thanks. William from East Troy on with us this morning. Good morning, William. What's your question for Rose?
Hey, Rose. I was planning a trip to the Maritime Provinces in Canada. I wondered when the border is going to be open.
Oh, my gosh. Your timing is perfect also. This morning on my way in, my Canadian source, who happens to be my sister, who lives in British Columbia, gave me an update that Ottawa has now increased the fine for those people who do not comply with the three-day hotel quarantine stay. You know, that rule that if you come into Canada now, you have to stay in a quarantined hotel that the government approves of and do a test and all that kind of business. And so because people were not following those rules, they were getting fined, but apparently $3,000 Canadian wasn't significant enough to some Canadians. They've jacked that up to a $5,000 fine for people who do not comply with that rule. So my goodness, I wish I could tell you. Last week I had a caller who asked when she could go to Canada to see her daughter because she's very desperately trying to do that. And my sister is desperately trying to get in to see my mother. And I said maybe the beginning of September. And my sister texted me and said, I would not think that would happen until the end of September. So that's my insight into that. So you can go, but you've got to do the mandatory quarantine if you do.
Well, that kind of sucks.
You know what? I wasn't even going to say that, but that's exactly what I text my sister today.
Oh,
those exact
funny.
Words. So I'm sorry with that news, William.
All right, William. Thank you for your phone call. Enjoy your very hot weekend this weekend. We are taking your calls at 855-616-1620. So before we get into the news with Alex Crowe, somebody asked, can you give advice on how to get a rental car this summer?
Yeah, I can.
No.
So the best thing to do truly is do not book on a third party. I am not going to name names, Costco, Expedia, Travelocity, Priceline. I'm not going to name names, but when you do that, those people do not have the same ironclad type contracts that one would expect. And so it seems that those are the people that are showing up without having a reservation, but a car is not there. The best thing to do, in my opinion, is A, use a travel advisor.
Yeah. Right.
Or B, at least book on the car company's website.
Right.
Okay. That's the best thing. I mean, right now people are not even, I wouldn't say aren't concerned about the price. They're concerned about the price, but they just want a car. Do not stiff me when I get there. I need a car. And people go, wait a minute, I don't get it. I've got a confirmation number. People, you're aware of the fact that the airlines have been overselling forever. The car companies can do it too. So that's what happens.
Your advice. Good advice. It is 9:30. Time to jump over to the WTMJ Breaking News Center.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Dayton Kane in with Rose Gray. Thank you for joining us this beautiful Saturday morning. We are taking your calls at 855-616-1620. All things travel, that's what we're about. Linda from West Dallas, what's your question this morning?
Hi, I was wondering if you knew when the flights between the U.S. and China would start up again?
Well, this is what the media tells us. This is what the Chinese briefing tells us. We are seeing that there are some flights that are starting from some major hubs. I would include O'Hare with that, as that particular would qualify, as early as September 3rd. We learned in late April that China is now accepting American-made vaccines. That was kind of the weird caveat that we had to deal with there for a little while, is that they weren't going to accept American-made vaccines, meaning Moderna, Pfizer, and Johnson & Johnson. They are now. So when you go to apply for your Chinese visa, that will be, of course, included in the questions and the restrictions, and that you'll be okay now with one of those. So we are hearing that in September, we're going to start seeing nonstop service from major hubs to major Chinese destinations starting back up again.
Okay, great.
All right. I take it you're looking to go to China.
We have a new granddaughter there.
Oh,
awesome.
All right. Well, fingers crossed. Fingers crossed, Grandma.
Thanks, Linda.
All right, thank
have a great
you.
Weekend.
Right.
We are going to jump back down to Florida and see if Hugh's on with us this time. Are you there, Hugh?
I'm here. Thank you. And hello, Milwaukee. And come on down and cool off. It's only going to be 87 here today.
Yeah. When I heard 96, I was like, wait, what? That cannot be right. Yeah. So what's up, Hugh?
Well, enjoy it. Yeah. See, I belong to a card club, and I've been assigned more or less to look into this coming spring a trip to Mexico. And I was just wondering, years ago, I went to Acapulco, and I had a wonderful time there. Are there any places in Mexico that we should kind of avoid because it might be dangerous?
Yeah, that'd be one of them. Acapulco is definitely one of those places you want to avoid. Now, I'm not sure what happened, Hugh. You and Elizabeth Taylor and a couple other famous people started going there. Then everybody started going there. The next thing you know, it wasn't safe. There's some drug cartels and things like that going on. So, yeah, I'd pretty much avoid Acapulco. And of course, I'm probably going to get a call or an email from somebody that goes, we go there every year and it's perfectly fine. But what you need to think about right now is staying in resort areas. So Cancun, Riviera Maya, Cabo, Puerto Vallarta. What you want to do is check out travel.state.gov. Travel.state.gov is a website everybody should have bookmarked because that's got so much information, it's crazy. You can choose the country that you're visiting, and it will give you information. The government has now gone to a four-level alert system, and because Mexico, I believe, has got 32 states, if I'm not mistaken, they're going to do it by state. So you can find out where your resort area is. For example, Cancun is in Quintana Roo. Puerto Vallarta is in Jalisco. So you can find out what state it's in and find out what kind of a warning there might be assigned to that particular state. And quite frankly, if you stay in the resort areas and only go on approved, sanctioned by the resort excursions, you know, things are going to be much better for you than if you do one of those random, crazy, I'm going to go figure this out myself type trips. So it's best to stay in the resort areas, and those would be my recommendations.
Are there any direct flights from Milwaukee to anywhere in Mexico?
Yep, Cancun and Cabo.
Okay, sounds very good. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks
for your information.
For listening.
And I'll say to you, which is unusual, stay cool.
Thank you.
Thanks, you. Have a great weekend. All right, 855-616-1620, the number. Paul in Brookfield, how's it going today?
Quite well. How are you today?
Good. What's your question?
Question, Rose, for you. Have you ever been to the Maldives Islands? And if so, I'm just looking into this. It's our 30th wedding anniversary, and I've seen some things online that are very interesting. What do you know about the Maldives Islands? And if so, what can you recommend?
Okay, so here's the deal with the Maldives. They were one of the first places to open up for travel for U.S. citizens, and it became one of our most incredibly popular requests. Our emails and our phone lines blew up with, can I go to the Maldives? So I think that's part of what started making everything as popular as it actually was. It's a small little group of islands, for those of you listeners who are not familiar with this, and it's considered South Asia, quite frankly. It's not that difficult to get there. It's kind of, if you're looking at a map, listeners, and you want to see where it is that Paul's thinking about going, look to Sri Lanka, just off of India, and then just look a little bit west of that, and you'll find it there. The islands are beautiful. There's three-star hotels that range between like $75 and $130 a night, kind of a thing. So we're getting super duper great responses from that. The cuisine is outstanding. When people say they want to go to a beach destination and then they end up, Paul, in one of those like high rise resort type areas, and you have to have to walk down a corridor and then get on an elevator and then walk 100 yards to get to the beach kind of a thing. Most of the resorts are not like that on the Maldives. That's if you want to do the sand, my toes in the sand kind of a thing, that is absolutely the place to go. The other thing that is appealing to many people is that it's an international destination, and in that there are so many people that come from all over the world to go to the beaches of Maldives. So that's what makes it very interesting as well. So you could be talking to a German citizen, and then you could be talking to somebody from Sao Paulo, and then you could be talking to somebody. The Europeans know all about this destination. They've been going there for a long time. So really, as things become more popular there, the prices are probably going to be starting to go up. But my best advice to you is the same advice that I gave to Jill. If you send an email to our contact us link, one of the people that sorts through those will give that to the best person, the best travel specialist we have for the Maldives, and get the ball rolling for you.
Okay.
Does that sound good? Thanks, Paul.
All right. Thank you, Paul. That was Paul in Brookfield. When we come back, we'll talk to Paul in Waukesha and Marv in Oconomowoc, and we'd love to take your call, 855-616-1620. It's a Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Got a getaway? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning, 946 Dayton Canyon with Rose Gray, and we are taking your calls at 855-616-1620. A busy morning, so we're just going to jump right over to Paul in Waukesha. Good morning, Paul. What's your question for Rose?
Hi. We're looking at Jamaica next February. Wanted to see when packages will be available, and will there be direct flights from Milwaukee?
Yes. So, as we announced earlier this morning, our good friends at Apple Leisure Group, ALG as we fondly refer to them, came out this past Thursday to let us know that their nonstop service to Jamaica will run January 29th through April 2nd. And they will be running out of Milwaukee on Saturdays. So now would be the perfect time to start the ball rolling and get one of our travel advisors to help you out with all these kinds of things. Have you been to Jamaica before, Paul?
No, we've been to Mexico.
Yeah, so what happens when you do Jamaica is just like Mexico, where you've got a array of great destinations within that country. In Jamaica, what you want to do is kind of figure out, do I want Montego Bay? Do I want Ocho Rios? Do I want Negril? And why are all those different? And what does that mean for me in my vacation? And so we've got some amazing Jamaica specialists on our staff who would be more than happy to go over that with you and help you pick the perfect place. Now, your timing is also great because very, very soon we will have the details of our annual July sale, and there may be some promos and discounts that we would be able to offer you as well. So it is not too soon to reach out. We are no longer open for the season on Saturdays. So Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, 866-GO-FOX-GO. And then you can talk directly to somebody. But if you want your vacation to be assigned to a travel specialist, contact us on our website, and then they will get that to the right person, and they will reach out to you and get some quotes and get some things worked out.
Great. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you for calling in, and thank you for listening to the show. So Bevan Appleton texted in, I love planning vacations and traveling as an occasional retirement job. Is there a need for travel companions? And if so, how would I find those opportunities?
Well, back in the day, there were some possibilities for those kinds of things. COVID kind of put the kibosh to that because we're partnering, not we, but the companies that right. did that service were partnering somebody up, and they just were like, this isn't going to work. We've got to test the companion and all those kinds of things. That may eventually start again. Something else to look into down the road are hosts for cruise ships. Now, remember, Gavin McLeod just passed away last week, yeah. right? Wasn't that the spokesperson for Princess Cruise Lines? And you used to watch that, or I did when I was a kid, and think, you know, what's going on here? Because there were some single guys that were kind of hitting on women and that kind of a thing. But really, that was a little bit correct in that there are hosts on some of these because there are people who travel solo
right.
who are looking for a dance partner or a dining companion. And truthfully, folks, that's all they're looking for. I'm not, you know, suggesting anything else. And so they offer that. They put you in a single cabin on these ships, or sometimes they have two of the same gender in a room, and then that's your job is to be a host on a cruise ship. Now, that'll probably start back up again, I would think, but that's kind of what I know about that.
All right. Marv is still on the line in Oconomowoc. Hang on the line with us. We'll be right back. It's a Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277CV, and WKTI HD2, Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studio, this is News Radio WTMJ. Getting you your dream vacation without the headache. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Staring down another record-setting heat wave today, 96 for a high. We're already at 85 degrees. My name's Dayton Kane, in with Rose Gray. 855-616-1620, the number to call in. We just have a few minutes left. Marv has been so patient. Thank you, Marv, for hanging on the line out there in Oconomowoc. What's your question for Rose?
My question is, my daughter is going to a wedding in New York City. I think it's toward the latter part of August. And I think I remember Rose talking about a converted convent. And I'd like to know the name and location of it.
Marv, you must have been listening for a long, long, long time.
I do.
Oh, my gosh. I have not had a question about this forever. The place that you're referring to is called the Leo House. The Leo House is a
L-E-O.
L-E-O is a Catholic guest house for travelers. And I honestly, I was telling Dayton, I started doing this show in October. I believe it'll be 11 years ago. And we started talking about this. And back then, that was a pretty unknown type concept. I just got to tell you, Marv, I just went on their website, which is leohousenyc.com. They've really upped their game. Their website looks really, really good. The reason this is so popular is because it's on West 23rd Street. So it's on a great, great location. That's definitely the allure of this place. It is definitely not a luxury hotel in any way, shape, or form, but it is run by nuns. And it was an old convent that they converted. They've got 3 p.m. prayers, if your daughter would be interested in that. And the rates are spectacular, and it's a clean, good place to stay. We've had some people who have weighed in on the situation over the years. They have told us that sometimes the water pressure leaves a little bit to be desired, and sometimes you don't get the hottest shower in the world. But they said, and I went to see it years ago, they were fully booked and I couldn't even see a room. So I know what it looks like, and I know the courtyard is beautiful, and I know the rates are great. So thanks for calling, Marv, and remembering that.
Do you remember, don't have any idea what the rates are?
They start as low as $84 and then they just go up from there. So there's single rooms, there's double rooms, there's rooms that share a bathroom, there's all kinds of things. So it's certainly affordable, and if you can find some availability for August, you would not, you know, certainly it's a great location, and I know it's clean and not a five-star, but it'll do the trick.
Quick question. What did you give me the website again? And
yep.
23rd Street and what else?
Oh boy. It's 322 West 23rd Street. So it's
okay.
LeoHouseNYC.com.
I thank you ever so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for listening for so long, Marv.
Thanks, Marv. Okay. Have a great weekend. All right, we have about 2 minutes left. Rose, let's talk Alaska quick.
All right, so really great response to our June 3rd webinar. Doing another one, not identical, somewhat the same, with Colleen, who knows everything there is to know about Alaska and then some. And like Jill, people are looking for 2022. So if you've got that on your mind, this is the webinar for you. You go to our website under resources. You will find travel. You will find vacation travel shows and events, and there you can RSVP. If you want to know what our group departures look like for 2022, that same website, hit travel, then vacation travel, and you will find the Fox Group Vacations website. Now, we've got our 2022 up there as well, our brochure for that. But if you scroll down, you will find 2022 Alaska. And we've got two itineraries that Colleen, through her years of experience, has crafted and improved upon. But we love these two itineraries. I've done one for 13 years. This will be my 13th year. Colleen will be well over 30 trips to Alaska. We think we've pretty much got this down pat. We know we've got excellent pricing. We know we've got amenities that you can't get anywhere else. I will be doing one July 10th next year. Colleen will be doing a Yukon August 2nd. She'll also be doing the same Denali trip that I'm going to be doing in June. So we've got just so much going on in Alaska. We know the demand is going to be high. We've got the group space already blocked. We're working on 23 already, Dave, if you can believe it. So don't miss out on that. 866-GO-FOX, go foxworldtravel.com.
Always a pleasure. See you next week,
Thanks.
Rose. Coming up next, Danny Clayton and the team at Annex Wealth Management and Money Talk after we get an update with Alex Crowe and the WTMJ Breaking News Center.
The proceeding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.